Welcome to Food for Thought. This is your host, Michael. Today I'm going to be talking about a question asked on Facebook. What's the healthiest diet? And I'm sure that you've heard this question so many times. And I've heard it too as a kind of an athlete with loads of cycling and running and kind of loads of interest in health and longevity. There's loads of people asking me, oh, how much protein do you eat? What's the diet that you're kind of trying to mimic, and what are the results and all that jazz? And I want to cover this question because there is this misconception, I believe, between what a really healthy living is. And the question itself, the wording is already kind of wrong in my opinion, or it doesn't resonate with me at all, the word diet, because it assumes something temporary, something that you do for a couple of weeks or maybe months, and once you kind of lose weight or you get back into shape you wanted, you kind of go back to your old habits. And for me, this is not really a health or kind of healthy living, okay? I think that there is more to it, and health in general comes with doing something long term, okay, over many years or decades even. So I'd rather ask myself, what's the healthiest lifestyle rather than diet? Looking at the regions where there's a lot of centenarians, people over 90s or 100 years old, we can see that it's really a repetition or discipline of doing the same thing over and over again on a daily basis, which is could be boring actually when you think about that, but this is when you do it right and when you do it with the right ingredients, so to speak. I believe there is a lot of health in this, and there is a beautiful book written by Dan Buettner called Longevity, which I recommend you reading. There are a couple of quick reading notes I left on my website, so you're more than welcome to check my website, and there are kind of excerpts from the book. So I definitely recommend reading that, and if you'd be interested, reading the whole book. But what he goes through, he actually does his own research by going to the regions, the areas of the world where the people are the healthiest, and regions like, for example, Sicily or a certain part of Italy, south part, when there is a region of people living 90 or over 100 years old, as well Japanese region, Okinawans, and also I think some of the Americans, Adventists, some kind of religious group that is quite kind of plant-based or vegetarian and vegan even. So he goes through those and looking at kind of checking similarities between those groups of people that live so long. That's why I believe that rather than asking yourself about diet, let's think of a lifestyle. What could be my lifestyle choices today and tomorrow and every day for the next decade that will make my body the best it could be, and it's gonna give me energy for my daily exercise and daily routines or daily errands that I'm going through, and ideas or wherever I want to execute. So obviously the big thing would be food, and that Buettner looks at the food of those groups, and we can see the correlation there, because most of those people eat very much plant-based kind of food, so mainly veggies, nuts and seeds, a lot of kind of leafy greens, lots of salads, not really very caloric dense, but rather nutritionally dense. So he goes kind of deeper into that, and we could talk about it for a long time, but another aspect of longevity and healthy living, healthy lifestyle, in my opinion, and that's what the book says too, is the emotional aspect. So how do you handle stress? Do you have any kind of tools or techniques to handle maybe stress at work or outside work? We all have stress around us, so it's good to think of it in terms of how do I handle it. And obviously there's lots of different techniques like yoga, like meditation, like kind of increasing the vibration of yourself, of your awareness. We can go into that too at some stage. But generally, just thinking of your emotions on a daily basis, okay? Definitely a person who's very stressed out, or even if there is some kind of a chronic stress, that will definitely impact that person over the next 5, 10, 15 years, and you can only imagine what kind of consequences this will show to the body. And the next and possibly the last aspect that I want to mention when it comes to healthy lifestyle is the community, the group of people that you're surrounding yourself with. You know, it's good to ask yourself, are they kind of anchors or are they kind of engines? So are they kind of anchors that are slowing you down and maybe actually moving you backward, or are they engines that propel you forward and give you this motivation and boost of energy that will kind of allow you to kind of be a better self, okay? Definitely there is something in having a great healthy community of people that love what you're doing and they're supportive and they kind of want you to get onto those heights and do what you love doing, okay? So definitely think of those people too. But these are kind of three aspects of healthy lifestyle, in my opinion. So let's summarize it. So it's the food, something that we eat, and something that we do on a daily basis. Okay, consistently we're eating. So let's ask ourselves, do we actually eat for the eating itself, or are we thinking of our body and bringing the energy and vibrational energy to our body? Okay, what kind of food am I eating? Is it just calories? Is it nutritious? Is it locally grown? Is it organic, or is it GMO, or is it, what is it? And then emotional aspects, so stress. How much stress do you have at work? How much stressful people do you have around you? And how does that stress affect you on an everyday basis? And then community. Who are your people? Who is your tribe? Are they people who are propelling you forward? Are they engines or are they anchors that are slowing you down? It's good to investigate that and see whether maybe there is a time to filter through a little bit of that crowd and maybe block someone on Facebook or start chatting to people who are kind of inspirational to you. So anyway, I will leave you with that, but please let me know in your comments or send me a message of what you think is the healthiest diet or lifestyle. Maybe some kind of a collab, and let me know if the audio is good. Guys, I just kind of started doing it as well, so I'd appreciate any comments, criticism, anything at all. Again, saying goodbye, good night, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, and I will see you in the next one.